Clint, Sunday there are some big games, and I like to look at the big three games to see which one is the odd man out. If you can only pick two, you can only split that screen, which one's the odd man out? The Eagles are going to Cincinnati to play the Bengals. The Eagles are starting to play a little bit better. The Bengals have won a few in a row here. They're 3-4. Those are two teams that many people, I think, before the season thought could be Super Bowl contenders. Also, I think this one, to me, the Bears and Washington is the two young quarterbacks, 1-2. Saw earlier that Daniels looks like he's trending to a point where he potentially could play with that rib issue. Caleb Williams, he started to play a lot better here lately. And then the Cowboys at the 49ers coming up Sunday Night Football. If you can only pick two, you got to drop one. You can only pick two. Which game would you drop?
Eagles-Bengals.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, assuming Daniels is playing in the Washington game. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, that's a big deal.
That may be number one on the list for me.
With the way that Caleb's coming around, the way that Daniels has been playing all year long, I mean, that you couldn't get a better timing for this game. It's early enough in the season where neither team has, which both of these teams are trending in a direction where they're going to be relevant all year long, but that neither team has played enough games to be completely out of anything. You've waited mid-season to where one of the young quarterbacks that didn't look so great, his offense didn't look so great early on, Caleb Williams, is coming around. Bears and Commanders, that's a no-brainer for me. That's number one. And then number two for me is Cowboys at 49ers.
Clint, I think if the Cowboys weren't playing in Sunday Night Football, because they can flex now, I think they would have flexed that Washington-Chicago game. If it weren't the Cowboy audience in Sunday Night Football, I think they may have flexed that thing, because I think that's a game many people are interested in.
Yeah, look, I think a lot of people are interested in it, but it's still love it or hate it. And a lot of folks around here don't. They hate it, but the Cowboys draw eyeballs, man, especially when it's Cowboys 49ers. This is a game that I want to see, simply because, as I called before the season, I think the wheels come off in Dallas, and it looks like them lug nuts are loose.
What's your point?
You give them any chance in this game?
Oh yeah, I give them a chance.
No Brandon Ayuk in this game. They've got some injuries. No Christian McCaffrey.
No Christian McCaffrey. No Brandon Ayuk. And I mean, the 49ers defense has been pretty good, and their offense is, you know, I think Brock Purdy is up and down, but it's still the 49ers, still a really, really, really good football team. They're still running the football really well. The Jordan Mason kid, I think, is what, fourth or fifth in the league in yards per game. I mean, they're 49ers are a good, if they get healthy. I think they're going to be all right. They're not going to lead the league the whole year like they have the last couple of years in the NFC, but they'll be all right. But the Cowboys are a talent. They're a talented group. We spend so much time talking about what they don't have. They're a group that can go out there and score a lot of points, and maybe it's a shootout. They don't have the ability to stop anybody, but the Cowboys could win this game. There's definitely a chance out there. Now, I'm not betting on it. I'm watching strictly to see how next week is going to go for Jerry Jones.
This is tough, Clint and Tyler. You got a game that has A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, who is balling out this year, Jalen Hurts, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow. Their offense is playing really, really well. T. Higgins. That's a tough one to push off the list. That's a tough one that.
That's why you picked them.
That's why
you picked these three.
I just want to. I know this is crazy to me, because it's teams that we've not really seen this one. Cowboys and 49ers, I got to see that. I got to see, like, I feel like this is one, no matter what happens, Jerry might end up with that trench coat on the sideline.
Don't tell me what I'm saying.
Jerry used to have that beige trench coat that he would always end up on the sideline.
I'm saying what I'm saying.
I feel like Jerry might be on the sideline with that old trench coat. I think for me, it's Bears-Washington. It's just so – it's a story – with the Cowboys and the 49ers, And, man, there's just too many guys that are in their prime playing in that Eagles-Bengals game. And the Bengals need to keep winning. The Eagles need to keep winning. And the Eagles have a wild card at head coach that is weird, that goes for everything.